Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Here's something to think about. When was the last time you were at an event where somebody actually thanked you for attending on the night of the event? Probably like never, right? It just doesn't happen, so it begs the question, why not? Generally, in the course of an event, everybody involved is on super hyperactive mode, if you will. They're thinking about everything, they want it all to go right, they're running down their checklist, they're putting everyone into positions to make sure that everything goes great. By the time everybody is actually at the door, they've registered, they've found out where the silent auction is, where their table is, where the restrooms are, coat check, all that kind of stuff, they actually get into dinner, and finally the presentation and the program. Usually about 9:30, maybe 10-ish, folks will actually settle down and people in the organization will start to relax. To be honest with you, it's probably one of the worst things you can do, because you still have two major hurdles to get your guests out the door and on their way. The first, of course, is the hurdle of the silent auction. That's a whole nother topic in itself, but we're going to touch on it for a little bit today. The silent auction, how it's organized in order to check out, is immensely important. It needs to be clean, crisp, easy checkout. If you're taking credit cards, which most people, most organizations do, everybody needs to be on Wi-Fi. And it needs to be the Zippy Wi-Fi, not the guest Wi-Fi. Everyone has to have passwords to get in. For example, if you're using Square or whatever checkout device you're using to process credit cards, they all need to be set up appropriately well before you get to this point in the event. The time to figure out when to get the passwords is not 10 seconds before the auction is closed. The time to figure out whether or not your Wi-Fi is going to work is not at the very end of the event. That should be way far in advance. In fact, when you do an event walkthrough several days before, it should be handled then. Most of the time, not so much does that happen. And that's something you should really be cautious of. The second part is, how are you going to keep track of who's purchased what and who's bid and won on whatever item it is? How are you going to keep track of that? There's a number of different services that you can use, which will actually put them online. That makes it easy. The drawback, of course, is that you still have people checking out through the evening whether or not they've won a particular item. So it's a distraction. Secondly, it's expensive. Those organizations take a certain percentage and a per transaction fee in order to be able to give you the privilege of doing it all online. Not that that's a bad thing, but you need to look at it and evaluate it beforehand. Okay, so now you've got everybody ready to check out of your auction. The line is fairly long. People have been there now maybe 3-4 hours and they want to go. You've got a couple of people, maybe you have more, and that's good. If it's designed correctly, people can get in and out in a hurry, and that's what needs to happen. Without question, if it goes longer than a minute or two for them to get out the door, that's a problem. Now the evening has come to a close, and guests want to leave. They want to be on their way to their car with their item and going home, not standing in your silent auction checkout line. So organization is paramount at that point. The second part is to figure out who's actually going to be at the door to say goodnight to those people who have attended your event. And I am not kidding. Saying thank you for coming, we hope to see you next year. Would you mind terribly if we called you and asked you some questions about the event? And you're thinking, well, some of that have to be, oh, I don't want to care. I don't really care. We just want to leave. And some of that's very true. They do. But a certain number of people will say, absolutely. Give us a call. We want to know more. And wouldn't that be a nice thing? And wouldn't you remember if it was you as you were walking out the door? If an organizer of an event or someone on the board said, hey, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you supporting our mission and our organization. It's almost unheard of today. In this day and age, people are in such a rush to do all kinds of things, and they're not particularly being gracious to the people who support them. A couple of words goes a long way. Later on in looking at it, those same people will say, you know what? They just might call, and they actually might want to hear from you, which would be pretty great. It's called market research. So if you know what the people that attended your event liked and didn't like about the event, you can fine-tune it. You can make it better. You can eliminate the things that drove people crazy. So the trick is really not to relax until the last guest is out the door. That's how it's going to work better for you in the future. Everybody's on top of it. They know what's going on. They know it's crucial to get in touch with folks afterwards. That makes an enormous amount of difference in the eyes of the guest, because everybody wants to feel recognized. They want to know that they are important. So you, as the event person, needs to make sure that those guests understand that they are enormously important. Most people really want to be acknowledged more than anything else. That doesn't mean fall all over them and be crazily gracious, but at the same time, don't let them walk out the door without an acknowledgement that you appreciated being there in the first place. That's significant. It makes a huge difference in how people react, how they remember you, and how they remember your event. Have a great day. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us The Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a one-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg, Eventsburg, because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.